We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, approximately 20 lines from the bottom of the page. Bo'i Menei Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to ask a question right now, which is based on a halacha that we've seen previously on this Amud, that the special din of the heter to go ahead and to cook on Yom Tif, Mishum Ochel Nefesh. So the Gemara told us, based on the pasuk of Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem, Lachem v'lo la'akum, lachem v'lo la'kalavim. That it's permissible to go ahead and to cook on Shabbos, to bake on Shabbos for a Jew. However, it is not permissible to do so for a non-Jew, nor for an animal. That the heter is only for a Jew. So that's something we had seen previously. So based on that, the Gemara now asks the following question. Bo minei Rav Huna, they asked Rav Huna the following shaila. Hani b'nei baga d'ramu alayu kimcha d'b'nei cheila ma'u le'afosa b'yamtif. There's a situation where b'nei baga means people who dwell in villagers, d'ramu alayu kimcha d'b'nei cheila. And the government has imposed upon them the obligation to go ahead and to bake bread for the soldiers. So the question is, ma'u le'afosa b'yamtif, may they go ahead and bake this bread on Yom Tov? Says Rashi, HaMelech hitel aleim lefos levashel v'necheilu anshel melchamto, that this is an obligation that is imposed upon these villagers, that they are going to go ahead and to bake and to cook on behalf of the soldiers. So the question is it permissible to do so on Yom Tov? So Amalu said to them, Chazina, Yavale riftali nuka v'lo kapti, kochad v'chad v'chazali nuka, b'shari. So what they can do is go ahead and do essentially the following test. If they can go ahead and give some of the bread that is prepared to one of their own children, and the soldiers are not makbid, they do not object to this, so then we could say that kol chad v'chad chazali nuka, that each and every piece of bread, each and every loaf of bread, is technically speaking roy for their children, because after all, we see that the soldiers are not makbid. And therefore, Vashari, therefore it should be permissible to go ahead and to bake all of the bread. Why? Because, after all, you never know, any one of these loaves could potentially be consumed by one of the child. Be'ilav. However, if the soldiers are makbid, and they say, no, this bread is for us, you cannot feed it to any of your children, so then usur, so we see clearly that this bread would only be of benefit to the non-Jewish soldiers, in which case, it would be prohibited to bake this bread on Yom Tov. So Rashi points out over here that the Shita of Rav Huna over here goes against that which Rav Chisda said previously. Right, previously we've seen Rav Chisda who said, you cannot bake bread if half of the bread is of benefit to you, and the other half will be for the non-Jew. So over here, of course, the only question over here is whether or not the soldiers are going to allow you to give some of the bread to a child, perhaps even just a small amount. But of course, it's not all going to be for the child, and so therefore Rav Chisda would say that this is us regardless. Rav Huna obviously seems to disagree, and he says as long as they would allow the Jewish children to take from some of the bread, so then it would be permissible to go ahead and to bake all of it. So continues the Gemara now and questions this sheet of Rav Huna. Tanya, we learned in a brayso, ma'isa b'shimon ha'timoni shlo emesh lebeis ha'medrash. It once happened that Shimon ha'timoni, one of the Tanoim, did not come literally yesterday, but over here it means on the evening of Yom Tov to the Beis Medrash. B'shachris mitzor Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So the next morning Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava saw him in Amarlo, and he said, "Ne'malo basal emesh lebeis medrash. Why didn't you come to the Beis Medrash last night on the night of Yom Tov?" So Amarlo, he said, "Baleshes bali reinu. What happened was a entire group of soldiers came to our city. Ubikshalachtof es kola ir v'shachatnu lehem egel ve'achalunam." They wanted to go ahead and plunder the entire city. We were in great jeopardy. And what we did was we went ahead and we shechted, we slaughtered an egel, a calf, in order to feed them. Upatrunim l'shalom, and then we sent them off on the way. So Amar lo, so Rav Yehuda ben Bava said back to him, Tameani im lo yotza schartem behefsedchem. Amar tar lachem lo lo avdechachavim. So Rav Yehuda ben Bava says, I'm not sure, I wonder, maybe you lost more than you gained. Why? Because the Torah says lachem, and as we've seen already, lachem means for you, v'lo la'ovdei kechavim, and not for idolaters. And so therefore, he said, what right did you have to go ahead and to cook to bake for non-Jews on Yom Tov. After all, this is not included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Now, Rashi seems to imply that he's bothered by the question of, wait a second, aren't we dealing over here with the question of Pikuach Nefesh? Maybe their lives were in danger. So Rashi seems to suggest that it's clear from the context that's not the case, because when Rabbi Yehuda Mababa says to him, you've gained more than you lost, he seems to be looking at this merely as a financial question. So over here, there would be a Hefsid Mamon. There definitely would be a financial loss to the city, because they would plunder the city and they would cause a lot of damage. But it seems, based on the circumstances, there was no concern whatsoever for the safety, for anybody's life, because, of course, that would be a completely different situation. So therefore, Rashi says over here, the Rebbe Mababa says, so what gave you the right to go ahead and to violate Yom Tov? Just go ahead, just to go ahead and save you from a loss. So now, says the Gemara, based on Rav Huna Shita, says the Gemara, Vamai, what was wrong with what the people of the city did for the soldiers? After all, at any point along the way, the animal, the calf, was something which was suitable as well for the Jews to also partake of. And so therefore, just as Rav Huna said beforehand, that if it's possible that the soldiers would not be makbid, that you could give some of the bread to the Jewish children, so therefore it's going to be mutter to bake it, so we should say the same thing over here. It's chazi lemechamineh, that it's certainly something which they could conceivably partake of. So why then did the Rabbi Yehuda Mababa consider the shechita of this egel to be a violation of Yom Tov? So Amar Yosef, so Yosef says, egel trefa havoi. It was a trefa calf. It was not kosher. And so therefore, there was no way that they could have eaten it. Leave aside the question of whether or not the soldiers would be makbid, not makbid. It wasn't kosher meat. And so therefore, it was definitely done exclusively for the benefit of the soldiers. Says Gemara, ay, but still v'achazi l'klavim. But it still could have had some use for it. It could have been used for the dogs. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, this question as to whether or not you can go ahead and prepare food on animal for animals on Yom Tov. So this is Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya says, Ach Asher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeoseh Lachem. The Pasuk says, Ach, however, anything which is eaten L'chol Nefesh to any, literally any soul, so Hu Levado, that alone, Yeoseh Lachem, you may do, can be performed for you. So says the Gemara, Mimash Mishnema L'chol Nefesh, Shemea Ni Afilu Nefesh Behema B'mashma. The fact that it says L'chol Nefesh would seem to imply even animals, because an animal is also something that has an nefesh. Ke'inyin shenemar, as it says in another pasuk, umaki nefesh behema yishalmena. Right? The pasuk says somebody goes ahead and strikes the soul of an animal, has to pay tashlum, and has to pay for the loss. So you see from here that an animal has a nefesh. So tamid lomai lachem. The fact of the matter is, it's true it says l'chol nefesh, but it says lachem from where we learn that it's only for you. Lachem v'lo l'klavim. For you, but not for dogs. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva omer afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Rabbi Kiva says no, that the heter to go ahead and to cook on Yom Tov is not only for a person, not only for Jew, but even for what? For a nefesh behema, even for an animal's soul. Why did it say lochem? Lochem lo lev l'kachavim. Umar isa l'rabbis is a klavim, l'hotzi yasek l'kachavim. According to Rabbi Kiva, why is it that he thought that lochem was coming to include animals, but not ovi k'chavim? So mar b'anias ha-kalavim shemezonosan alecha, umotza anias ovi k'chavim she'en mezonosan alecha. So the Gemara says the reason why Rabbi Kiva, it's also part of the Braisa, the reason why Rabbi Kiva assumes that the heter to cook on Yom Tov includes animals is because it's the obligation of the owner of these animals to feed those animals. And so therefore, since the sustenance of these animals depend on you, so therefore you're permitted to go ahead and do whatever is necessary to provide for them. Masha Einken is opposed to the Ovdei Kechavim, so they don't depend on you for mezonos. They have their own means of supporting themselves, of getting food, and so therefore there's no heter. So what do you see from here? There's a machlokas tanoim, a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, as to whether or not the heter of cooking or baking on Yom Tov applies to animals. Everybody seems to agree, Lachem comes to exclude Ovdei Kechavim. The only question is, does it also exclude Kalavim? So this is machlokas, again, tanoim, as we see over here. So now, the Gemara is going to further elaborate on this sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Amr Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amr Lachem Lola Klavim, Hani Sufle Lechevasa, So, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that Lochem comes to exclude dogs, so Hani Sufli Lechavasa, Heichi Shadina Lubiyamtif. How can we go ahead and throw date pits to animals on Yamtif? After all, the pits should be muksa. So Rashi says over here, Heichi Shadina Lukevin de la Adam Lechazu, since what? They're not Roy Lachilas Adam. People would need them. Umaychel Behema, Lo Mystery, Asir Betiltel. And we see already to prepare food for animals is something which is not permissible on Yamtif. So therefore, it should be Asir Betiltel. You should not be able to move it on Yamtif. They should be Muksa. So Amar Leisu of Yosef says back to Abaye, Hol V'chazil Asaka. Well, the reason they're not Muksa is because you could still do something else with them. Namely, you could burn them. Apparently, they make good fuel. And so therefore, since we know already that you're allowed to fuel a fire on Yamtif, so therefore, this is something that could be still has some other purpose, even though it's not roi l'achila. So says the Gemara Tinech Biyabeshta, this makes true if you're dealing with dry pits, because they can actually be used as fuel. Pritivasa, Ma'ikla, maybe what do you can tell me if the pits are very moist, and therefore they cannot really be used in that regard? So Amalei, he says, Chazal Hesek Gadol, they could still be used if you have a big, large fire, so therefore, even if they're moist, they will still be used as they'll still be good as fuel. If you have a very small fire, you're trying to get it started, so if you're going to use very moist pits, it's not going to work, but for large fire, it will. So tinech b'yamtif. So this is true when it comes to yamtif, b'shabbos ma'ikal ha'neimar. What are you going to say on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it should be prohibited to go ahead and move these pits, because they're not roi l'achilas adam, and you cannot use it for fuel for fire, because you cannot fuel a fire on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, mitaltalina luhu agav rifta. That you can move them only on top of a piece of bread. As Shmuel has taught, that a person go ahead and use bread for literally all of his needs. In this case, that means that he can go ahead and he can use the bread as a means of moving these pits. Shmuel over here is actually, when Shmuel says, Osa Adam Kol Tzarcha B'Pas, he's not talking specifically in the context of Shabbos. Rashi points out over here that the concern potentially would be Bizayon the Ochlin. Generally speaking, one is not permitted to use food in a disgraceful manner. One can't use food in a way that degrades foods. Food is something that has to be treated with respect. Nevertheless, Shmuel says, Osa Adam Kol Tzarcha B'Pas, that a person go ahead and use his bread as a means of doing other things, such as in this particular case, as we see, using it to transport, to move pits. And so therefore, the fact that we see it's permissible to do so on Yom Tov and even on Shabbos, so you're not moving it directly, but you're moving it on top of the bread, and that is permissible, based on Shmuel, that would explain why this is permissible, and that's how Rabbi Yosef defends or explains the kasha that Rabbi had on the shita of Rabbi Yosef HaGalili.